large businesses have had a cybercrime attack that has cost them financially, and over half say they've been a repeat victim. So Simon, it would be nice to hear from you about what businesses are doing, and of course there's more cyber security insurance that you can get now, but we'll touch on that a little bit later.
Absolutely, yeah. We insure any type of business in the UK, so we speak to a lot of business. And the digital revolution has changed the way in which they trade, the way in which they store data, the way in which they make payments. But it's also done the same for criminals, for whom it's now far more lucrative to target digital. But businesses haven't yet shifted to insuring against this new threat in a way that they have insured against traditional perils such as fire and theft. So we commissioned this YouGov poll, which polled over 1,000 businesses nationwide, and we think that the results are really quite alarming, because nearly a quarter of businesses surveyed said that they had suffered a cyber loss, and yet nearly half of businesses surveyed did not have any cyber insurance in place at all. And those national stats are mirrored in the southeast. So there's a big gap between this cyber risk and the lack of insurance. And from speaking to businesses, even when they buy cyber insurance, they often just buy an add-on to an existing policy, which doesn't give enough cover. It only covers third-party liability claims where businesses are sued following a cyber event. It doesn't crucially cover their own losses, and that's what we're trying to educate businesses to do, to contact a business insurance specialist and arrange a standalone comprehensive cyber policy which crucially would cover your own losses.
And can we just talk about the sort of insurance that you can get? We know insurance does vary, but especially for small businesses, is this something that would be particularly affordable to them? Is this something that they're doing already? How are businesses reacting to this so far?
It's something that they're not doing. Not near enough businesses are taking cyber insurance out. So they absolutely need to take a comprehensive standalone cyber policy out. It's very affordable. It's linked to the size of the businesses, but premiums start from as little as £75. Which, bearing in mind that the size of the losses, it's money well spent. Of the businesses surveyed that had a claim, 9% of them said their loss was between £100,000 and £500,000. There's not many businesses that could absorb a loss of that size. And even on a smaller scale, there's a lot of invoice fraud happening. We were targeted ourselves on this recently, where somebody infiltrated our email system and emailed a girl in our accounts team purporting to be me, and the email address, you know, we've all had them, it looked like it was me. And they asked her to make a payment urgently of £10,000. And it was only because they hadn't used her nickname that she called me. I was away from the office and she didn't make the payment. But the bank wouldn't cover that £10,000, but a cyber insurance policy would. And for a small business, that's a huge amount of money. So they've always been happy to insure the cash in their till, the stock on their shelves. They need to apply that logic now to digital loss.
So we know how difficult it can be finding the right person to insure you. So I know you touched on it a little bit earlier, but what can businesses do? What steps can they take to make sure that they are actually getting the right insurer for them? And where do they go for this?
Well, they could contact a business insurance broker specialist such as ourselves. There are others, but they could find us by Googling SJL Insurance, and our number would be on our website. They could call us and one of our advisors would conduct a risk analysis on their business and sell a standalone cyber policy which covers their own losses. So it wouldn't be an add-on policy with limited cover. It would be a wide range in a standalone policy, and it would cover things like loss of income if they were unable to trade following a cyber event. It would cover ransom. We hear of a lot of businesses that are hacked. Imagine coming into your business in the morning and there's an email saying, "We've got access to your data, we've got control of your system, pay us X amount of money or we're going to shut it down and release all your data." You know, where would you go with that? So a cyber insurance policy would kick in, it would take over, it would pay the ransom, but it would also carry out the investigation, the replacement income where you're unable to trade. So it's really important that businesses go through a specialist such as ourselves and source a standalone cyber protection policy.
And lastly, does it really matter how small or how big your business is when it comes to insurance? So can you, if you're a one-man standing kind of business, can you still get insured as equally as you would if it was a larger business?
Definitely, yeah. And all businesses now are reliant on digital and making payments, storing data. It doesn't matter whether you're small or large, the risk is still there and the insurance is available. The smaller the business, the smaller the premium. So premiums start from £75, which is very affordable for a small business, particularly bearing in mind the scale of what the losses could be, and also you know, how catastrophic it could be to a small business, that, you know, businesses of that size just don't have enough money in the bank to cover these losses, but a cyber insurance would cover it. 93% of sole traders surveyed on our poll said they did not have cyber insurance. So that's a really alarmingly high figure. And we're trying to educate small sole traders to go out and buy cyber insurance policy in the way that they have bought other insurance policies.
Thanks for your time today, Simon Lancaster. Where can we find you for more information?
Thank you. So you could Google SJL Insurance. And on our website, we'd have all our contact details and telephone number on. So give us a call and we can advise you where to go.
Excellent. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.